It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tonight at Heinz Hall, the first of eight concerts around the country celebrating the music of Jerry Garcia is taking place. Mr. Garcia, who died in 1995, is best remembered as the iconic frontman of the legendary rock group The Grateful Dead. The concert is the brainchild of renowned vocalist and guitarist Warren Haynes, who has performed with the Allman Brothers, the Dave Matthews Band, and Phil Lesh and Friends. Since the death of Jerry Garcia in 1995, Mr. Haynes has performed and toured with many of the remaining members of the Grateful Dead. He joins us now in Studio A. Warren Haynes, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And also with us is Fauzi Haymore, assistant conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, who is holding the baton this evening. Fauzi Haymore, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Warren Haynes, first question, how did you come up with the idea of collaborating with symphony orchestras to celebrate the music of Jerry Garcia?
Well, we got a call from the Garcia estate saying that they had this idea about doing Jerry Garcia's music with symphonies and with some guest artists, and wanted to know if I were interested in being the first one. And I said, absolutely, I would be honored to do that. So I can't really take credit for the concept. At that point, I just started looking at material because the catalog is so vast that I started at least 4 months ago or 5 months ago trying to pare it down to what songs we were going to do. The most important thing to me was to pick songs that the orchestra would elevate to some place the music had never been before. As opposed to just picking my favorite songs or songs that I would necessarily want to sing. So in some cases, these songs are new to me, although I sang a lot of Jerry Garcia songs with the Dead and with Phil Lesh and Friends. Some of these I've never done until now, which is quite a challenge. And, of course, doing them with an orchestra is a completely different thing.
And how do you adapt songs that were written primarily to be rock or, you know, folk type songs with a lot of improvisation and jams in the middle of them? How do you adapt that then to a symphony orchestra?
Well, that's one of the things that we wanted to bring up from the very beginning. I spoke with all the different arrangers. There's three arrangers that helped put the material together. And so I would give them my arrangement ideas, and then they would take it from there and adapt the stuff to symphonic or orchestral arrangement mode. In some cases, there are big open sections in the middle where the band, the electric band, myself and the drummer and the bass player will expand for a while, and then the orchestra will come back in further into the piece, so to speak. And then there are some interludes where we'll play without the orchestra for a little bit. We wanted to honor not only the improvisational spirit of the music, but also the non-traditional approach to music. So all of the arrangers kind of wrote the scores in a way that wasn't just like adding an orchestra to existing music. Everybody wanted to kind of respect the concept of where the music came from originally, which is a little bit more angular and a little less normal, even though some of the songs are beautifully constructed pop songs. The Dead always perform them with a little more of a fractured mentality. And so some of the arrangements reflect on that to a certain degree. So I think people will be pleasantly surprised at the marriage. It's going to be an interesting marriage.
Did you grow up a Deadhead, as they say?
No. I heard the Grateful Dead music and Jerry Garcia's music in the background thanks to my oldest brother who had some of the records. And I did see the band in 1979 when I was 19 years old, but I wasn't enough of a fan to recognize any of the songs. I do remember that they played Terrapin Station, but other than that, I don't remember much about the show. somewhere around 1989, I started one by one realizing what an amazing canon of material that they had written. And the Garcia Hunter songs, just there's dozens and dozens and dozens of amazingly composed songs. And that's what probably hooked me, was the songs themselves. And then I fell in love with their approach to the music as well. But the songs can be interpreted as an example. I heard Suzanne Vega do a version of China Doll, and I thought it was exquisite. And then I heard like Dwight Yoakam do a version of Truckin', and I thought that's great. And it made me look at songs differently than I ever had before. But, you know, it's once I became a fan, I had no idea that eventually Phil Lesh was going to call me and say, hey, let's play some music together. That just kind of happened organically.
And how much did that experience inform what you're doing now?
Oh, a lot. I don't think I would have ever found myself in this position. Phil called me in the late 90s and said that at that time he had made a list of people that he wanted to play music with, and that I was one of the people on that list. Was I interested in coming to San Francisco and doing some rehearsing and maybe a few shows? And I said, absolutely, I would love to do that. And it was the beginning of a great friendship and a great musical relationship.
There are a lot of different groups that whose music could be used as a collaboration with an orchestra. What makes Jerry Garcia's music special? What makes it stand out from other contemporaries of his era and his successors today?
I think the depth of the songs and the way that they're written in a way that reflects not just the previous decade or the decade before that. A lot of the music is influenced by music that's 30, 40, 50, 100 years old, and that those sensibilities go into his style as a songwriter. You can hear folk music, you can hear swing music, you can hear standards. You can hear so many different genres, but more than anything, you hear the fact that he didn't limit his influences to contemporary.
Fousey Haymore, how would you sum up this collaboration wherein the symphony, the Pittsburgh Symphony, meets Jerry Garcia?
It's a great collaboration, because what's happening is you're fusing together the pop world and the classical world, right? So when you put it together, and with Jerry Garcia's songs, actually, unlike many songs out there, many of the pop songs, Jerry Garcia's songs in particular could fuse very well with an orchestra behind them. And the way these, and Morin touched on it a little bit, but the way these tunes are arranged, you'll notice that the arrangers actually have added these various little spots in there that is orchestra only, and it just fuses in very nicely with the tunes. Other pop songs, perhaps it wouldn't work so well that way. And it's just the complexity of these songs works nicely.
Now, you've already had a chance to rehearse this. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the sound of it?
Oh, it sounds great. We had an excellent couple of rehearsals, and just putting them together. Remember that for this show, this is a brand new show. So any orchestra has never played these notes before, and the band and the orchestra is the first time that we're all working together. So it's all new for us. And then when we put it together in these past couple of rehearsals, it was just a whole new fresh look on Jerry Garcia's tunes, and I think the audience will absolutely love this new idea.
Now, were you a Jerry Garcia or Grateful Dead fan?
I am now, let me tell you. Admittingly, I was not. I wasn't familiar with all of the tunes. Of course, some of them I certainly have heard in my childhood, but having gone through this show and getting to know Warren and the band a little bit more, it made me really appreciate these songs. I mean, they're wonderful, wonderful songs. They really are. They're classics.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer on 90.5 WESA. My guests are renowned vocalist and guitarist Warren Haynes and Fousey Haymore, assistant conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, who is conducting this evening's symphony. And again, it is a tribute to Jerry Garcia. The remaining members of the Grateful Dead were people that Warren Haynes had a chance to tour with, and now he is using that experience to inform this particular project, which is going to 8 different cities throughout the United States. But tonight is the first performance, and Warren, are you feeling any butterflies at all, any nerves about this?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been, for the past few days, pretty anxious, but hopefully in a good way. You know, anytime you embark on some new territory, there's always going to be that. I think it's healthy. It's, you know, if you're overconfident, you're not going to soak up as much as if you're on pins and needles.
And for you, Fauzi, you mentioned that as of Sunday, it was your first chance to meet with Warren and the musicians you're going to be working with. So, you know, how are you feeling going into this?
You know, we're feeling great, actually. I mean, the orchestra's sounding good. Warren and the band, they are class act musicians, fantastic people, and they really know their stuff. So, I mean, bringing it together in these past couple days has really been a lot of fun, and you're going to hear that in the concert tonight.
And normally, the audience for a symphony, it's people who are dressed up, and it's a button-down, very respectful, very knowledgeable audience. But what kind of an audience are you expecting inside Heinz Hall tonight?
You know, it's interesting you say that, Paul. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, even an audience in a classical concert, you know, they actually dress in all different kinds of dress. I mean, we have a lot of people that come in jeans and polos and shirts and just whatever makes them feel comfortable. That's really what we want to do. And so it would be the same thing for a show like this. I mean, it's Jerry Garcia's tunes for people to come and enjoy, come and in your most comfortable clothing and just enjoy the show. That's really what we want to let people know.
And again, it's a symphonic celebration of Jerry Garcia tonight at Heinz Hall. A collaboration between Warren Haynes and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And as I understand it, Warren, this show is going to be different from night to night. It's not going to be the same show on any couple of given nights.
That's correct. There will be some numbers that are the same and some that change from city to city. We worked up scores of enough songs that we can alternate the set list. Which also is kind of honoring the tradition of the Grateful Dead. They were, to my knowledge, the first rock band that did that, that played a different set list every night. And so they won't be as drastically different as if it were a Grateful Dead show, but they will change significantly from night to night.
And can you let us in on what some of the songs might be?
Absolutely not.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Why is it a secret?
But that's another Grateful Dead tradition. The set list, we don't want people to know that what you're going to play until we actually play it. Otherwise, I'm sure we would have programs with all the music and stuff, and people would ask me about that. I'm like, yeah, that would be great, but I'm trying to honor Garcia's philosophy and the Grateful Dead tradition. And they were very much sticklers about not letting the set list get out there because the audience likes to be surprised. So I don't know if that's a good enough story or not.
Well, what do you want the audience to take from this?
I'm sure everybody will take something different. You know, there will be a lot of Grateful Dead fans in the audience. There will be a lot of fans of the symphony that are just curious to hear this music. Maybe they're not even that familiar with the music. There will be, fans of mine, there will be all three of those groups mixed together. Everybody's going to take something different away, I think. I think the most important thing or the most memorable thing that people will take away is, wow, those songs really hold up in the face of history. They're going to be timeless songs that you can interpret or arrange any number of ways.
Fauzi Haymore, what do you want the audience to take away from this show?
Well, it's very much what Warren was saying. I mean, it's a fresh idea to old classics, you know, and the fact that the Jerry Garcia fans that are coming to the show, they get to hear these songs as if they're brand new, really, with a whole nother multiple, actually, layers coming in from the orchestra of things that they are not on recordings and things that they've never heard before. So it's a fresh take. And then for those who are not familiar with the Jerry Garcia songs, you'll notice that when you come and listen to it, you'll end up falling in love with them like I did. And that's kind of what we want to do, the message we want to convey to audience members who are not familiar with his tunes.
Warren, what do you think Jerry Garcia would have thought of this whole thing?
I would hope that he would be flattered and honored by it, by having a symphony interpret his music. You know, I can only assume that. But I also think that he would want to see it come together in a non-traditional light, you know, like not just be a typical symphonic interpretation of a song. And so we're trying our best to honor what I think would be his wish in that regard. You know, I think that for Grateful Dead fans, there may not be as much exploration in an improvisational way as on a normal Grateful Dead night. But for symphonic fans, there's going to probably be a lot more of at least honoring that spirit than people might expect. As an example, there are a few songs where the arrangers took music that was originally improvised, and now it's orchestrated. So when it was first created, it was improvisation, and now it's written in a way where some of Jerry's guitar lines, Phil's bass lines, Bob's guitar parts, the keyboard parts are all being divvied up by different parts of the orchestra. So you'll be, if people are familiar with that particular version of the song, which in these cases are live versions, then they would recognize those parts, but having never heard them played this way.
It's a celebration of Jerry Garcia, a symphonic celebration of Jerry Garcia, featuring guitarist and vocalist Warren Haynes. It is taking place tonight at Heinz Hall, and our guests have been Warren Haynes and Pittsburgh Symphony assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore joining us here in Studio A. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us, and it sounds like a great show. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mother's shaking, oh, shaking.